long gospel,
long homily. That's the rule. No, just kidding. It is 7:28. 2 minutes. As we begin Holy Week, try to spend time with this image of the people honoring our Lord with much enthusiasm. It's about that today. Hosanna, they say, right? Hosanna, Hosanna. I was invited by the kindergarten Friday. They were prepared the Palm Sunday parade. And one of the little one, it was Jesus with blonde hair, right? And one of the girls was someone who was saying, "Jesus is coming, Jesus is coming." And the little ones had the lips like this, "Hosanna, Hosanna." It was amazing to see that now they know about Holy Week. It's about that, praising, honoring God, Jesus. Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, was the cry by the crowds as Jesus rode into the Jerusalem on a donkey. It was not a horse, right? It was a donkey, while palm branches and cloaks were stretched before Jesus. Their warm welcome, their cries, Hosanna, and their excitement were more beneficial to them than they were to Jesus. Why we say that? Jesus is God. He has not need of our praise or our honor. But Jesus came to us to invite us to praise, honor, and worship him because it's good to us. It's good for us. We need to praise him. This is what we are made for, to recognize, to acknowledge his kingdom, his presence. This leads to the fulfillment of our lives. So my friends, as we continue through this Holy Week, we must become increasingly aware of the God to whom we offer our praise and worship. He is God. He lowered himself in the eyes of all, took on the form of a slave, permitted himself to be labeled as a grave sinner, was rejected and killed. This week, we especially worship the suffering of Christ. We worship a man who was arrested and cruelly treated. We worship a man who was hated and mistreated in the worst way possible. Holy Week is the most significant week for us. So I invite you, if you are around, to join us to celebrate Holy Thursday at 7:30 p.m., Good Friday, 3 p.m., and Easter Vigil at 8 p.m. Why this invitation? Because it's a Holy Week. It's the most important week for us. Holy Thursday invites you to share more fully in the Eucharistic banquet of Christ's body and blood, soul, and divinity, and leads you to a more profound life of humble service and imitation of our Lord. Good Friday is the most powerful and transformative day of the year on which we share in the saving sacrifice of Christ's cross. When we suffer, we just see that beautiful cross, and someone knows about our pain, our suffering. We do not celebrate the Eucharist that day because the day itself is the instrument of the grace of the cross. Holy Saturday is a day of hopeful anticipation. And Easter Sunday is the culminating day of joy over Christ's victory. An intentionally holy week can serve as a spiritual pilgrimage that deepens our faith. Lord Jesus Christ, today you make your entrance into Jerusalem May your entrance today into the kingdom of our hearts take possession of all that is yours. Jesus, I trust in you.